Let's go now to North Carolina, where 110 delegates are at stake. For Democrats, Charlotte, the state's largest city, is critical, especially getting votes in the city's black communities. Charlotte is also one of 8 locations NPR is visiting and revisiting from now through November, asking where voters are. Steve Harrison from member station WFAE reports.
Last week, Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley came to Charlotte to rally more than 100 volunteers who canvassed for Elizabeth Warren on a Saturday morning.
I'm not here just to fight for Elizabeth Warren. I'm here to fight for Elizabeth Warren because she's here to fight for all of us.
Yes. As a thank you to her supporters, the Warren campaign had a couple boxes of donuts. But there's a more extravagant way to win voters' support. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's campaign brought a Jamaican food truck to downtown Charlotte this week and gave out free dinner to anyone who would engage with the campaign by text.
Hey, can I have some chicken, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Do you have a text
message? I do. Bloomberg is spending heavily to energize Charlotte voters ahead of Super Tuesday, but it's unclear whether money can match the enthusiasm of other campaigns, like Warren's and Bernie Sanders, who have smaller but energetic ground operations in Charlotte. First, let's take a look at Bloomberg's Charlotte field office, the first one he opened nationwide. It's 17,000 square feet. It's on one of the city's most important and expensive downtown streets. It looks like a corporate headquarters. And the campaign has more than 125 paid staff in North Carolina alone, with more than 24 in Charlotte. The campaign has hired staff to target specific groups like the LGBTQ community and veterans.
So I picked up all the talent. I got Jorge Morales. Jorge is heading up my Latino. He ran for council.
That's Charlotte City Council member James Mitchell, who was hired last year as Bloomberg's North Carolina field director.
I had to pick people I knew who had a relationship and great credibility.
Mitchell says he spent more than $5 million so far in the state on-the-ground campaigning, like salaries, signs, and that food truck.
It's a sprint for us. We started this in December. It was always initially taught to me, it's about Super Tuesday.
Mitchell, who is black, says he's working hard to improve Bloomberg's standing with African-American voters. He acknowledges that stop and frisk has been a hurdle, especially among younger black voters.
It's been a tough road because the African-American community for us, stop and frisk, and it's a generation thing. So you see those who 55 plus, they understand it was about policy. Those who 35 and under,
Bloomberg's campaign has received the endorsement of the city's popular African-American mayor, Vi Lyles. But progressives, including her daughter, have criticized the mayor, and Lyles has not been actively stumping for Bloomberg. Joe Biden, who was once seen as a heavy favorite in North Carolina, hasn't been as visible in Charlotte recently. His wife campaigned here Wednesday, but his campaign doesn't list a field office in the city. Longtime Charlotte political consultant Dan McCorkle says he's never seen a candidate spend as much money in the city as Bloomberg. The most effective presidential campaign he's seen was Obama in 2008, both in the primary and general election. Volunteers fueled Obama, he says.
I'd go there in the morning, they'd be sitting in the chair, and I'd come back in the afternoon, they'd be sitting in a chair.
He's not so sure if all this spending will translate into votes.
I mean, Bloomberg has money, but, you know, like I said, a well-trained, dedicated volunteers worth their weight in gold.
That's what Bernie Sanders' campaign is counting on. Its small Charlotte office, located in a classroom building that's part of a church, was home this week to a meeting of supporters preparing the canvas.
Right, we don't have billionaire donors. We don't have super PACs. It's not going to be easy. But what we can do, right, how we can do it is by talking to people, right? We have the biggest volunteer base of any campaign, right? And that's why we're going to do
it. Back at that food truck, it may not have had the draw the Bloomberg campaign was hoping for. Just an hour after opening, most of the people eating the free chicken were paid campaign workers. For NPR News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.